This is the Australia Report with CEO of the New South Wales Jewish Board of Deputies, Vic Aladef. Good day, mate.
Vic Aladef, a very good morning to you. How are you?
Good morning, Howard. I'm very well, thank you. How are you doing?
Yeah, very, very good. Thank you. First of all, let's just start off with what is happening COVID-wise I know you live in Sydney, but what is happening there as well as in Melbourne?
Well, in Sydney, in the last 24 hours, there has been very good news that only one new case was recorded in the last, which is amazing. And obviously one hopes and prays it continues going in that vein. In Victoria, the news is relatively much better as well. So yesterday there were, for the first time in several weeks, the numbers dropped down to double digits. So less than 100 cases were registered. And just a couple of weeks ago, the number was 700 in a day, and then in 500. And yesterday, for the first time in some weeks now, dropped down to double digits, so just under 100. So that is very good news, relatively speaking. And Victoria, which is where Melbourne is, has been in what they call stage 4 lockdown, which is even tighter restrictions than anywhere else in the country has had. So it seems to be that this is what is taking effect now, and hopefully that will continue.
Absolutely. On that note, the Premier has warned members of the Jewish community who may be exploiting loopholes in the COVID-19 restrictions that they could incur significant penalties. What are those loopholes that they are exploiting?
Well, this is, and the members of the community he was directing his comments at, there's a very small ultra-Orthodox community in Melbourne called the Adas community. And reports have come out that, that the Adas community has been following the Satma congregation, which is also a very extreme ultra-Orthodox community, in holding some meetings. And they found somehow some technical loophole in the stage 4 lockdown restrictions, which expressly prohibit gatherings for worship. And somehow they seem to have found some loophole. And so now it's important to say for the record that the Jewish Community Council of Victoria, the Rabbinical Council of Victoria, the Jewish have all come out. We should not be exploiting loopholes, talking about lives at risk. Sure. And so the Jewish establishment in Melbourne has come out condemning looking for any loopholes. And hopefully those who have been allegedly exploiting them will resist, because it's for obvious reasons. I mean, lives are at risk, and at the same time just reflects poorly on the entire community, not really just does.
And it's certainly something that we've seen playing out around the world. So very, very problematic indeed. Less so, and in fact on a more positive note, South African has taken over the community's financial umbrella.
Well,
and South Africans in the hard-working places, wherever we go, it's just quite unbelievable.
Well, it is, and in fact, so the fundraising umbrella body of the community in New South Wales, which is the state where Sydney is, called the JCA, the Jewish Communal Appeal. For the last 5 years, the president has been a man named Stephen Chipkin, a former South African, right, and a lawyer from South Africa, and he has been an outstanding president for the last 5 years. His term is about to end. The incoming president is another former South African.
Unbelievable.
His name is Ian Sandra. And Ian was a very successful businessman in South Africa, where he joined and the name escapes me. It's where you put down when you go on a holiday and you pay a certain amount, and wherever you go, you've got places to stay.
RCI, maybe.
Exactly, sort of company.
Right.
And what I understand is that when Ian joined the company, it had a handful of people. By the time he left, it had hundreds of people. So, successful businessman in his own right. Not only so, former South African president going out, South African president coming in, the CEO, Alan Hassan, also former South African.
Unbelievable. It's actually quite incredible.
Well, it is. And it certainly is not unnoticed, you know, that South Africans do arrive here with a work ethic and not only work ethic, but a communal ethic and get involved. And so across the board, across presidents, et cetera, many, many South African expats. So, which is just great, making a tremendous contribution.
Absolutely. Yeah. The more people can do, the better. And finally, a free app to help community members on the street. What is there?
So there's an institution in the community here in Sydney called Jewish House, and it's a crisis center. And it's run by a pretty dynamic guy, Rabbi Mendel Castell, former American, I have to say, not former South African. Mm-hmm. And it's a crisis center, and he has devised or come up with a free app, and which allows members of the Jewish community who are homeless to immediately find support in the community. Now, people might think Jewish homeless, and the reality is that it's a figure which is not widely known, even here in the community itself, that 19%, just under 20% of the Jewish community in Sydney actually lives below the poverty line. So that's quite an extraordinary statistic. And so a number of them are, you know, immigrants from the former Soviet Union, from Eastern Europe, people who arrived with very little and have continued to struggle. And so he has devised an app, a free app, which for people who don't have places to live, they can access this and they will find housing which is being paid for and looked up, provided by this Jewish House, by the Crisis Center. And so it's and in the same time then helping people look for jobs, etc. So it's a really very nice initiative to help those in need, and there certainly are within our community too plenty of those who are in need.
Absolutely, an incredible work that is being done.